Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the American League East report here on this featured artist Friday. Sly and the Family Stone and the Beach Boys playing them both alternating songs. So get in here with a request. Final hour of the show. We got you covered. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. Orioles lose last night. 4-1 to the Tigers. Tarik Skubal, 7 strong. 6 Ks. Couple of walks, which is normally a rarity for him. He only had 7 walks going into the game. Orioles had four hits, 3 from Dylan Carlson. He provided the only run with a solo shot late. Gunnar had the other base hit. Dean Kramer came in second inning, Steve, and wasn't horrible at all. Just had that rough inning where he gave up a couple of jacks, and the Orioles couldn't get the offense together to overcome it.
Exactly. I mean, let's see how it goes this weekend. A team that's not with the best record in baseball. And so the stretch we talked about of 20 games, they did okay. And they actually, Bob, went 4-2 against first-place teams when you count Seattle.
Orioles tonight taking on the Angels. Charlie Morton, 2-7 with a 6.59. Angels are 33-34, 18-18 on the road. Jack Kahanovich, 3-7 with a 5.61 righty. He's on the bump for Ron Washington's Los Angeles Angels ball club. Elsewhere in the division last night, Yankees taking on the Royals, going for the sweep, and good teams find ways to win, and New York did last night.
Goldschmidt lines it off the glove of Pasquantino. It trickles off the infield. He's going to beat the throw there, and they have Reyes caught between home and third. No tag. Ball gets away. Reyes scores. Yankees have a 1-0 lead on a wild play that ends at the plate.
Yes on the call. As Paul Goldschmidt singles, and then it was Bad News Bears with the throwing and the fielding and the base running, and Reyes scores. And that proved to be the run that won the game. One zip, Leiter gets the win as the Yankees, Steve, sweep Kansas City. The Yankees continue to handle their business accordingly against all comers. And as you heard, that game was in KC. You would have thought it was at Yankee Stadium because all the front-running Yankee fans travel well.
The interesting thing is the Yankees have some sort of, they just make teams look like a deer in headlights when they play them. The Orioles don't.
Yep.
Even the Orioles, when they're having a bad year, did beat the Yankees, who, by the way, Bob, are 23-9, talking about slices. They're on a 23-9 run,
it's a big
averaging
slice.
Nearly 6 runs a game, so their offense has been going.
Tonight in the division, Blue Jays, red hot. We'll get to the standings in a minute. They're at the Phillies, who haven't been. Yankees at Boston. We'll get that shoved down our throats over the weekend, 7-10. Rays are at the Mets. Mets, red hot, 7-10. And the Angels at Orioles, 7:05 first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight, live from Pickles Pub. Me, Mike Bordick, Nolan McGraw, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. We start at 6. Then it's Apple TV Plus for your viewing pleasure. to check out tonight's series opener. All right, standings in the East and beyond, Steve Molesky. You mentioned the Yankees. They're a big slice of victory. They're 42-25 overall, 3-in-a-row, 7-of-10. Run differential, 107. 4.5 games up on Toronto, but the Blue Jays have won 3 straight. They just swept the Cardinals. They've won 8-of-10. They're 38-30, and I use this comparison, and it might be too early to do so with this year's Orioles team. Toronto playoff team, 22-23. Went quietly both years, but made the postseason. Bottomed out last year, and now here they are, air quotes, back. If the playoffs started today, they would be one of the wild cards. Maybe, just maybe, the 25 Orioles are going to be the 24 Blue Jays, and then the real rise up to whatever they expect to be could be in 26. I mean, we've stopped a lot of baseball this year. A lot of offseason for Mike Elias to contend with, but maybe, just maybe, that could be the other bird's reality here.
Toronto has done this in 2 weeks, Bob. They're 12-2 in their last 14. So that's a plus 10 on 500, and for the year they're a plus 8. So that tells you their gain on 500 has come in a two-week stretch of special baseball where their offense kicked it in. The Rays, by the way, Bob, I think are the most impressive team in the last few weeks, 15-6. They're pitching and they're hitting. And the Red Sox just beat the Yankees, have won 4 out of 5, and called up these kids who are doing some nice things. The Red Sox may be a team to watch for the second half.
Yeah, Anthony and Marcelo Mayer hit a couple of home runs the other night. So Tampa's 6.5. Boston, we just talked about them. They're 9.5. And then the Orioles bringing up the rear. Right now, Steve, as you know, Orioles only team in the AL East with a negative run differential, too.
Right. And these prospects for Boston, this is their Adley Gunner group. Okay? This isn't... These are top prospects.
It's not the Kerstad Mayo group?
Well, it's the Orioles' following group hasn't done as well as their first group. But this is their time to send these kids up and see if they can make it a go. And as we know, Bob, not all prospects hit the ground running. We'll see if this group does for Boston. If they do, the Red Sox are going to be fun to watch.
And the Central, Tigers are 8 games up on Minnesota. Houston, 4.5 on Seattle. And the Angels in the AL West with Texas, 5.5 out. Mets, 5.5 up on Philadelphia. In the NL East, every other team is 14.5 below. Braves, I think, rivaling the Orioles for most disappointing team in 2025. I know they've had a ton of injuries, but so have the Orioles, right? Not to make excuses.
Yeah, and we thought a couple weeks ago the Braves were back.
They did get to 500. Now they're not. Cubbies, 5.5 up in the Central over the Brewers, who trade Aaron Civale today to the White Sox for Andrew Vaughn. Andrew Vaughn was in the minors, was the third pick in the 2019 draft after Adley Rutschman and Bobby Witt Jr.
Goes to show, if you're the first pick, the second pick, the third pick, the fifth pick, it's not guaranteed, Bob. The term can't miss needs to be extracted from Major League Baseball.
Dodgers game up on the Giants in the West. Padres 2 back. Diamondbacks clanking around at 6.5. Wild card, American League. If the playoffs started today, Steve, it would be Toronto, Tampa, and Minnesota. Cleveland's 1.5 back. Everyone's sniffing. I mean, Texas 3.5. Then you got the Orioles 8.5. A's 11. White Sox there. National League, Giants, Phillies, Padres would be your postseason participants as wild card people. When we come back, more phone calls. 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. It's Featured Artist Friday. Sly and the Family Stone and the Beach Boys. Let's do it together.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Gather here on the Fan. On the Plaza Port text line. But let's get out to the phone. Talking about the Orioles taking on the Angels tonight. They dropped back-to-back series. Baltimore has trying to get back into the positive there. Angels win tonight. They're at 500, and they're right around that wild card zaniness. Let's go to Bob in Edgewater. Bob, thanks for holding you on the Fan with Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, and Nolan McGraw.
Hey, Bob and Steve. Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Bob, on a lighter note, real quick, I got three things, but the first thing's kind of funny. So in the movie Moneyball, which I know it's one of your favorite movies, right after the A's lost to the Orioles, it was in 2002-2003, you remember Billy Beane gets Ed Wade on the phone, says he's trading Giambi. Ed Wade goes, Beane says, I need some defense. Wade goes, maybe. And Beane goes, what do you mean maybe? He goes, no, Mabry. Well, lo and behold, look, Elias hires Mabry, who was part of that trade with the A's in Moneyball. Anyway,
I'm trying to remember. And nothing's happening. But yes, I've seen Moneyball multiple times, as a matter of fact. But yeah, good call. John Mabry, now the bench coach advisor guy.
Yeah. So real quick, Bob, you said three or four times Kramer had a quality start.
In my judgment.
Okay. He gives up four runs, two homers. Here's my point. A good pitcher does not give up four runs and put your team in the hole, whether it's Scooble pitching, or I'll use a line that you might use, or Scooby-Doo pitching. It doesn't matter. You put a team that's not hitting very well in a hole with four runs. Sorry, Bob, disagree.
That's all right. Steve Molesky, agree or disagree? Quality start, seven innings, four hits, four runs, rather? AKs.
Not by definition, no. Well, it's not. He pitched okay. I didn't see good or bad. I saw okay. He got length and innings. That's always appreciated for the bullpen guys. But, Bob, I do think the Oriole pitchers and all pitchers in baseball have reached a point where we got to stop this one bad inning. Oh, I had one bad inning. I had a couple bad pitches. The line is what it is. If you give up five runs on two homers and say, if I just took away two bad pitches, well, okay. But if Jackson Holliday went 0-for-4, had two good swings and two homers, his day's different. So I think we have to look at the numbers are what they are.
What do you think of that, Bob?
I agree with him. I agree with Steve. Steve makes great points. Bob, one last thing, and Steve, yes. Steve, you might know the answer to this. Dylan Carlson, if that guy is, I don't know if he's a free agent. I don't know if we have him under control. Bob, you've heard me say this before. This guy reminds me of Aaron Hicks. I'm sorry. He works the count. It's not because he got three hits last night, but he's been warming up. But he works the count. He gets hits. He gets on base, and he plays decent defense. I'm not saying he's a starting outfitter. He's a fourth outfitter. He's somebody we could use, I think, next year if we're, quote, going to reload, not rebuild. I just think this guy's a keeper. Please don't trade him at the deadline. Trade anybody else. I don't care. But for some reason, I like this kid, Carlson. And he's only 26.
Yep. Hey, so, Bob, thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to you. There's Bob in Edgewater. And remember, Dylan Carlson, we brought this zany tidbit up a couple weeks ago. He was, third in the Rookie of the Year voting a couple of years ago, 2021. The winner was Jonathan India, now in Kansas City. Second, Trevor Rogers, now in Baltimore. And Dylan Carlson. So there you go. Finishing top three Rookie of the Year guarantees you a bub kiss. Let's get back to the phones. Scoop in Dundalk. Scoop, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm just calling about Brandon Hyde. I wasn't never a fan, even though he was okay. But I think my problem with Brandon, I didn't like the way he handled the pitchers at all. I thought he did good with the young guys. He took too many starting pitchers out with 4 2/3. I just didn't care for his, and I've been around baseball all my life, through good and bad, through college, through all that. I just wished he would have handled the pitchers. But now I wonder, did he really have all the controllers that Elias handling all the pitchers? That's really all I got to say. I wish Ty would have done better, but I don't think he had as much control as people think he did.
All right, Scoop, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. What do you think there, Steve Molesky? Hyde was kind of being puppet master to some level, navigating the pitching
I think
staff.
He was. I'll put it this way, and I don't know the answer to that. None of us know that answer. He was managing the team the way the roster was set up to be managed. They added some of these players to hit lefties, so he played them against lefties. If your boss sets up your show to go a certain way, you're probably going to do it the way you guys talked about. And so that's what Brandon Hyde was doing. But I think when it came to taking pitchers out, a lot of this was third time through the order stuff that Tony Mancelino is going to look at as well. But, Bob, the streak that the starters got on, they didn't get on that streak for Hyde, or he would have let him go 7 innings too. If he had a pitcher giving up 1 run through 6, he might let him pitch to 7th and not take him out in 5 2/3. And I'll add the last point. In some of these instances, when there's one out to get and there's two men on base and it's a 3-3 tie, Brandon Hyde's saying he's at 92 pitches. If he gave up a 3-run jack right here, that would be devastating. I got a fresh reliever who throws 98. I can go left on left, get one key out, and then we start over next inning. And that's a lot of times what they were looking at.
And now what we're not going to see this year, we don't think, is Felix Bautista. I mean, the save opportunities haven't exactly been plentiful here. I mean, he's in double digits, but the 4-out, 5-out saves, that's not happening this year for him.
Well,
anyway. Maybe
not, but Bob, look at, he was being handled with kick gloves,
yep,
and then he was pitching back-to-back days, and then he would throw 25 pitches and pitch the next day. So he went from, we're being very careful with this guy, to we're using him two nights in a row real fast. He went from, you know, conservative to we're pushing him fast, and I think part of that was lack of save opportunities, lack of innings. Somehow it seemed like the ball club thought, and maybe Felix thought, I need more work to really get over the final humps here.
Before we go to break, and then Nolan's going to get in here too, talk about Steve Slices and everything else, quality starts and such. CNL Perez was DFA'd, cleared waivers. He's now back at Norfolk, which means they'd have to clear a roster spot to bring him back up, et cetera, et cetera. What the hell happened to him? And it seemed as though he was great in, 22, had his moments of brilliance in the ensuing 2 years, was no more for catching home runs with his hat, and didn't himself give up a home run for over a year. But why he just completely bottomed out this year?
There are more relievers who have volatile performance over a 5-year stretch than not. The Darren O'Days are rare. When you can pencil him in for that 2.20 ERA this year, next year, and 2 years from now, and guys like that, they just don't. You don't see it very often in relievers. They're more volatile. And he pitched okay. When he wasn't great, he was still okay. And then he wasn't. So that led to a move.
And Danny Coulomb was let go. Now in Minnesota, he had the scare with the forearm stiffness, put him on the shelf. But I believe he's back. But Kittredge, I mean, we kind of underestimate the importance of him not being around in the bullpen.
Oh, yeah. Big.
Back now, I mean, the knee.
But I mean, their bullpen right now, Bob, is in the last Let's see, I got it here somewhere. In the last nine games, 1.24 ERA, and that's counting Kramer last night because he was technically a bullpen guy. You got to count that if you're counting guys who aren't starters or bullpen. But they had given up one run in eight games until last night. Now they've given up five runs in nine games.
We'll come back. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Charlie Morton's on the Hill tonight. What are we expecting to see against the Angels? Just tuning into the show. We're going to talk about Steve Slices. You're like, what the hell are you talking about? Stick around. Steve's going to explain next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
In a game in which the Orioles could have really used him to pitch well, he got yanked. Didn't he make it through the fourth? So Charlie Morton tonight, and maybe for the next couple of outings, he pitches well, the Orioles will have a better chance to win. But is he pitching maybe for an opportunity to go elsewhere in some capacity? Because he's obviously at 41 on a one-year deal, not long for Baltimore here.
If he pitches well up to the trade deadline, certainly there will be interest, Bob. I'm curious to see how this goes tonight because he did have a really bad one after several really good ones. He, in early May, his ERA was 9.76. It was around that time they started to pair him more often with Maverick Hanley, which to me is an interesting pairing of a player, a pitcher who has thrown 398 games and a catcher who's played in 14. You talk about a disparity of experience. I asked Maverick Hanley, why does the pairing work? You have such little major league experience, and he has so much. And he, you know, of course, because he gives credit, of course, to Morton for turning it around. You know, curveball Bob got better. That's got better. His velocity has been pretty good throughout. and he needed to get back to getting more ground balls and get his curveball going. So he did, and they finally found a pairing that works right in time now for Maverick maybe to go back to the minors. So I'll be interesting to see if Maverick catches him tonight.
Now, before we get Nolan in here, Nolan McGraw, you talked about slices. We're cutting the season into slices. And the Orioles have how many games left?
95, I believe.
95 games. Their slices have been rather small of success. Large slices of failure. Now, they're on a little stretch here, going back to last Friday, where they've dropped two straight series. One inexplicable, we think, after a six-game winning streak. And then one that's kind of understandable. Looking back in hindsight, yeah, probably could have won Tuesday, and then you're walking out of here with a series win because everyone and their grandmother assumed Scuba was going to be hard to beat last night. So explain to the audience, Steve, where successful slices could possibly get the Orioles into this wild card mix where right now every team but them, the A's in Chicago, are within 3.5 of a wild card spot here.
Well, I just went back and looked at the last 20 games when about the time the Orioles started to play better, and they're 12-8 in this stretch, even with losing to the Tigers and losing to the Athletics. So we could go back and eliminate those series, and their record looks better in a smaller slice.
Right.
But Bob, if you put a season in 20-game increments and the Orioles went 12-8, which they're not going to, there's no straight line in baseball over the next three or four stretches of 20 games, they could get back in it. It would take a long time. But, Bob, we keep, as fans, I think we keep wanting this 14-1 run, you know, to fix everything in 2 weeks.
They're good.
And it's possible, but it's unlikely, right? More likely is 12-8, followed by 12-8, followed by 13-7. But if one of those is followed by 8-12, that could mess up everything. And that's where the Orioles are right now. The margin for error is so slim. So I just looked at, we gave those records for the American League East. Look at how well the whole division is playing. 23-9, that's the Yankees. 15-6, that's the Rays. 12-2, that's Toronto. That's all better than 12-8, what the Orioles are doing. So as good as they're doing, they're not up to snuff for these other teams that got hotter than they got. But we have to look at long picture. There's still 95 games to go. This is why you don't give up on a season on June 10th, 12th, 13th, whatever it is. You play it through, and the trade deadline's really going to be the delineator line here. Where are they at? What are they going to sell off? How much? What's the team look like on the other side of that deadline? And what's next year look like on the other side of that deadline?
Nolan McGraw, you've had a lot to process here last hour and a half in regards to the slices and roster configuration and everything that goes along with it. How are you feeling about the ball? Now, Nolan proclaimed them back last week, Steve, just to make this clear. Back.
It'll be three months from now, we're still going to be talking about it.
When Charlie Morton's pitching in San Francisco or something. But what do you think, Nolan, about everything we're talking about and, you know, trying to be positive, but you gotta keep it real. And real right now is what their record is.
Steve makes a good point, and it's a good point because it's more measured and realistic. He's absolutely right. I mean, look, could this team go on a 10-0 run? Technically, yeah, but I mean, you can't bank on that to be what turns this entire season around. It is a little more realistic to chip away a game at your deficit every week or so. And I kind of wrestled with this earlier in the show where, remember, they won six games in a row last week. And where did that get you in the standings? 7.5 games back of a wild card. Well, if you look at it through the lens of, oh my God, we just won six games in a row and we're still 7.5 back. Well, that's demoralizing, but you look at it the way Steve's saying, all right, we kind of were like 12.5 back or something close to that. So there's some progress. And all right, you're 7.5, couple more games, you're around 5. All of a sudden, 5 doesn't sound so insurmountable. You know, we talk about Toronto went on that run in the division and they're 4 back of the Yankees. And everyone's saying, hey, they're right there in the thick of it. Well, if the Orioles were 5 back of a wild card, I know there might be a lot more teams in between there, but at this point in the season, to me, that would be in it. So you're 8.5 now, chip away a game a week, get closer to the deadline. Maybe it isn't so ridiculous after all.
What do you think, Steve? 5.5 at the deadline or 5?
Somewhere in that window.
I mean, so you're probably still under 500 by then, though?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So,
unfortunately, not to hijack here, but if you're five back at the deadline, while that would be in theory within striking distance, it is kind of that no man's land where they might trick themselves into thinking, well, we can't sell now. We got to buy. And then you're still unlikely to probably make it in, even if there is a chance, and you miss a chance to sell. It's tricky.
It's tricky, and you have to consider 2026, because the one thing I don't see the Orioles doing is abandoning their winning window. They could abandon 2025 because it got so bad and they just can't dig out of the hole. But, Bob, they're hoping, and again, hoping is the word, they're not saying it's expected, that in 2026 opening day, a healthy Grayson and a healthy Bradish are here, and then maybe they've re-signed Eflin, or maybe they've re-signed Sugano. Somehow they want to start 26 back where they started 25 with a lot of optimism and hope and being a good team. And, oh, by the way, Westberg will still be here, and Adley and Gunner and some others who are pretty good, Kowser, that they like. So if they sell off, it's, for me, it's a, quote, selective sell-off of a few pieces here and there where maybe you get something you really like, and maybe somebody overpays for Charlie Morton or somebody like that at the deadline, and you get a double-A pitcher you think could be on your team a year from now when you hope to be good again.
What do you do with Cedric Mullins? Guys like him, position players in the last year of their deal, who would certainly be attractive, I would think, to a contending team in the second half of the season.
It might be tied to how they truly feel about some of their minor league outfielders, to include Enrique Bradfield Jr., Vance Honeycutt, our center fielders, who can go get the ball maybe as well as Cedric. They're that good. Nate George is just starting to excite everybody. He finally made it to Delmarva, and he's still hitting there too. But a high school kid last year, so he's not coming to next year's team. Dylan Beavers, Judd Fabian at AAA. Are either of these two going to get a chance in 2025? Both are pretty good defenders. Fabian's a tremendous defender, and he's hitting a lot of home runs. What do they think of that group? You know, it might be tied to Cedric. Maybe they go to him with a three-year deal or something and say, would you do it? Here's the money. Because Cedric's on the other side of 30. I don't think you're going to him for 5 or 6 years, are you?
Okay. Now, O'Neill, all right, we talked about him earlier with Rock, three times on the IL, three-year deal, but he can opt out after this season, correct?
Mm-hmm. He could, but it's not trending that way.
Would it behoove you if he comes back and rakes, and then all of a sudden maybe revisit the free agent market, because this is sounds like something that's going to be continuous throughout his career, where
that deal puzzled me.
He's been over 100 games twice in his career.
Is it, with his injury history, that deal puzzled me from the start to give him an opt-out. I thought, wait, so if he tears it up, he's a goner, and if he does the opposite of tearing it up, you've stuck with a three-year contract. So that was strange.
Tony Tater still has more home runs than Tyler O'Neill, and he's been on the IL for, what, about 3 weeks now? Anyway, we'll come back, Funhouse Trip, hear more from Nolan and Steve and you. But coming up top of the hour, Inside Access takes over, and then we'll be back at 6 o'clock with Baltimore Baseball Tonight live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Me, Nolan, and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Come on down and say hi.
And what's his name? Had three of them.
Yeah, Carlson. Dylan Carlson with three. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people of Baltimore here?
No, let's bring home a series win.
Let's do it.
If they can't beat the Angels, I don't know what to tell you.
That slice is still stuck to the box. How's that?
Now, are slices of what? Slices of apples?
Oh, yeah. Pizza, I'm not thinking about pizza. It's getting close to pizza time. All right, can we go apple? I don't care. As long as it tastes good and it sustains itself.
Just don't eat the seeds.
Yeah, fun house.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Some thoughts here on the manager. Texter says, Tony Mansellino has surprised me with the way he's settled in over the past few weeks, but I think his ceiling is getting this team to 70 wins. He'll be gone in the offseason. You wish him the best. Maybe another rebuilding team will consider him for manager. Rockies seems like an ideal fit.
We think, Steve, 70's the high water mark and Manzo's out the door.
Man, I think they're shooting for more than that. They may not get it. We'll see. He's done a good for me, he's done a good job. He steadied the ship. And so now he's got 95 more games for us to see what he can do.
Validate his parking out the door. People want him gone. No one was ready to fire him after he said points. That was
never
crazy.
Said fire. Not once said fire.
You did feel bad about advocating for Hyder to get the hook, though. Yes, you did. You said, man, I kind of regret wanting Hyder fired.
Yeah, because of Manzo.
Yeah, there you go.
Presenting himself as a buffoon who doesn't know bet. Nah, anyway, speaking of Hyde.
That's right.
Texter here says, sports is about results. Brandon Hyde was a losing manager to start this year with a team that had enough pieces to not necessarily be a World Series favorite, but at the very least play 500 and be competitive. They were the exact opposite, looked lifeless in nearly every game they played. He deserved to be fired.
I don't agree, no. He was a losing manager this year. He was the winningest manager in the American League in 2023 and 24. That's what the record states. And he took a team from 115 losses to 101 wins. He was well-respected in the clubhouse. That's why the losing streak continued after he was fired, because the clubhouse was rocked by that news. And it took him days to get through it. That's how much they cared about him. So he's going to be fine. He'll resurface somewhere else at some point. And he's shown enough, I think, for me, Bob, to the industry, to get another managing job.
Transitional text here says, all this manager talk distracting from the real Orioles issue. They need to figure out if Elias is truly the right man to fix this mess or not. Crucial decision for ownership, because the O's are not operating with unlimited time. They need to be competitive next year. No excuses. This was already a wasted year for Gunnar, Holiday, Kowser, and all these young, cheap players.
It's not a wasted year yet. The year is not even half over. There are nearly 100 games to go. The organization right now seems to be telling us that Mike Elias is their guy. Cal Ripken Jr., who's on the ownership group, was at an event yesterday for his foundation and his dad's foundation. And his messaging, if you read the quotes, I think echo what David Rubenstein must be saying and thinking right now. Mike's our guy. In Mike we trust. And right now, I think, at least for this season, he's being given a chance to right the ship and make moves that'll be good for the Orioles next year and beyond. In the winter, maybe they all reconvene and start to evaluate everything, including his position. But I think in 2025, remaining of the year, I think they have put their trust in Mike Elias.
And I was going to ask you about the offseason, because they have a lot of free agents to be. We mentioned Mullins, 3/5 of the rotation's a free agent after the season, bullpen arms at the yin-yang. What if David Rubenstein says, hey, man, let's get a little more aggressive in the free agent bidding wars here.
Bob, it wouldn't be the first organization where an owner sort of pushed his GM to maybe go out of his comfort zone in free agency. And so maybe that's what is needed here. I don't know, but it could be. And if this is going to be a big year for pitching and free agents. There is a lot of free agent pitching out there this winter.
And last one for today. It's been a while since we've read a variation of this text, but here it is again. The mentality of this team, if a runner is in scoring position, every batter thinks that they have to hit a home run or they just can't score. The problem is they aren't very good at hitting home runs either, and it's a really bad approach at home plate. They need someone to come in and teach them how to play baseball the right way and not necessarily operate like it's a home run derby every night.
Well, when I interviewed some of the minor league managers before this season, the top two at AAA and AA both echoed, without knowing I interviewed them separately, how we got to start teaching minor leaguers winning plays. We teach them spin rate, skills, how to throw harder, how to run faster, how to hit the ball harder, how to gain bat speed. Do we teach them how to win the game? How to move a runner over in the seventh inning when you got to have a run? How to keep the double play in order? Things that are winning things, Bob, that the Orioles for years were great at. And I think when they were winning, they were pretty good at most of these. So they got to get back to some of that.
A fundamentally sound team as there ever was, those Baltimore Orioles for many, many years. That's going to do it for us for the week. Steve Molesky, as always, pleasure working with you, my
friend.
You
got it too, Bob. Thanks, and thanks, Nolan.
And if the traffic lords allow, I'll probably see you down at Camden Yards around 4:15 or so. But hey, you never know. Nolan, I'll see you tonight down at Pickles Pub as me, Nolan, and Mike Bordick will be at Pickles. We'll be, our show starts at 6. We'll be there earlier getting you ready for this Angels series coming up this weekend here at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. For Nolan McGraw, Steve Molesky, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Happy Father's Day, guys. Have a great weekend. For now, class dismissed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.